You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Joining us right now, live from Atlanta, where all the MLB stuff's going on, is our friend Noah Hiles from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Hello, Noah.
Hello, Crowley. How are you?
I'm great. You don't want to say anything to Doran?
I didn't know if Doran was on.
I'm here.
Hello, Doran. How are you?
Hello, Noah. How are you?
I'm well.
How'd the Chris Carter wedding go?
It was actually a very beautiful wedding. As someone who considers Chris a great friend, I couldn't have been happier for him.
Happy to hear that. All right, so yeah. First piece of business, Connor Griffin going to be okay? He got hit in the wrist with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball at the Futures game.
Yeah, he's fine. I think it was just looked a lot scarier than what it really was. And in a situation like that, when it's an all-star game, you remove the player regardless. I think if it was in a regular season game, he probably stays in. But all the x-rays came back fine. He's going to be fine.
When do you expect to see him? When do you expect to see him next year, Noah?
In the majors?
Yes.
Probably around this time next year.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think...
At shortstop?
Yes. He's just on that pace right now. And I gave that take a couple weeks ago, and some people thought I was, you know, being a little dramatic. But from conversations I've had with people who pay even more close attention than I do to minor league baseball, people down here, I mean, that seems to be the consensus, that this kid's going to be a major leaguer next year if he stays on this pace. I anticipate him being in Altoona by the end of next month. And I don't think it's out of the question for him to start next season in AAA or be in AAA in the front half of next season. And once you're in AAA, I mean, you're only a couple of, you know, good months away from being a big leaguer. So, yeah, I think he's on a pretty quick track to the major leagues. And this is a guy who is viewed to be the shortstop of the future for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Noah Hiles live from Atlanta joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. The Bucks draft Seth Hernandez, high school arm, sixth overall. Your thoughts on the pick?
Yeah, I think that this is a big long-term play by the Pirates. I know it's not a college hitter like some fans wanted, but if every player in this draft amounts to their full potential, Seth Hernandez probably ends up being the best player out of the draft class. Now, I mean, when you draft a high school arm, you acquire some risk along with it, obviously. Young pitchers have an injury risk, and he's got to develop. It's not going to be a pick where he's going to be in the majors in one or two seasons. He's probably going to need a little bit more time. But, I mean, this is a kid that has three of his four pitches are graded 60 or higher on the scout scale, which is viewed to be like way above average. So, I mean, the fastball is already sitting in the high 90s. The changeup was viewed to be perhaps the best pitch out of any pitcher throws in this draft class. He's got a ton of potential And the Pirates typically develop these nasty guys pretty well. It's just, you know, he's young, so he's going to take a little bit of time to get here.
No worries about him going to Vanderbilt. I know he's committed there.
I don't think so. I think when you get selected inside the top 10, it's pretty rare to, you know, say, I'm good. I'm going to go to college, especially now with the money these kids get in signing bonuses. I think he's probably a guy that gets signed above slot value. And I think his slot value is like $7.8 million. So, and please double check that if you're going to.
We already have. Yeah, and you are correct.
Yep.
Yes. So there you go. So, yeah, his slot value is like $7.8 million. I would anticipate him signing for a little bit above that. And if that's the case, then, yeah, he's a Pirate.
No, what do you expect tonight? Do you expect O'Neal Cruz to take home, is it a trophy? I know it's money, but the award of winning the Home Run Derby. Do you expect O'Neal Cruz to make a great showing and to maybe win this thing?
I don't know if he's going to win, but I do expect him to put on a great show. I think the first round O'Neal Cruz has in this event is going to be insane. I'm actually scared for the kids on the field.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, I think this is a competition that comes down to endurance. I saw a stat that before Teoscar Hernandez, every winner under this new format is someone that's under 26 years old and ranks in the top 10 in baseball in exit velocity and swing speed. O'Neal checks all of those boxes. He's 26 and leads baseball and average exit velocity and swing speed. I do think it's going to be a little bit of an endurance competition this year because of the location. It's in Atlanta. It's hot here. It's humid here. But, I mean, O'Neal's in pretty good shape, and he's younger. I like him or James Wood to be the two finalists.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I love the idea of you just sitting in your hotel room in Atlanta, breaking down previous Home Run Derby champions and cross-referencing their age and exit velocity.
Oh, that's I saw that on TikTok and then just looked it up to confirm it. I didn't come up with that idea on my own.
Well, you do more work than I do, because if I see something on TikTok or Twitter, I just pass it along to the thousands who are listening, and I never check it to see if it's actually correct. So I know that this is where the entire baseball world has converged, and you said you talked to some people about Connor Griffin. Have you had your ear to the ground on possible Pirates trade speculation, guys who could be in demand? Have you heard anything in that regard, Noah?
A little bit. I anticipate hearing more on that front today. Today's kind of the big day. The weekend with the major league team still playing, there are a lot of people who are just getting into town or getting into town late Sunday evening. Everyone's in town now. The media availabilities are today. The press conference announcing starting lineups are today. And then the Derby. So there's a lot more it's going to be a lot more chatter on that front throughout today and tomorrow.
No, did you went to the All-Star game last year, right?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't?
Andrew Destin went.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So this is your, I guess, first All-Star game in, you know, maybe ever that you're covering?
This is my second. I covered the 2019 All-Star game for you guys.
Oh, okay. Okay. So yes.
Whoa.
Who outside of obviously Paul Skeens are you excited to see or maybe talk to tomorrow?
Oh, man. That's a great question. I think I'm excited to see Acuña play in Atlanta. I always enjoy, even like when you watch on TV, I like seeing how the home crowd supports their guys. I mean, I remember 2006, how excited people were that the Pirates had two All-Stars, Jason Bay and Freddie Sanchez. The Braves, I mean, Acuña is a guy that this fan base really, really loves. And they haven't got to see him play a ton because of his recent injuries. And he's been excellent since coming back in late May. I think he's hitting like 330 since his season started on May 23rd. So I'm excited to see the ovation he gets. I would have loved to see him in the Derby. But then also Matt Olson, a guy who's from Atlanta, plays now for his hometown team, and now gets to represent them in the All-Star game. I think that'll be cool to watch. So aside from Pirates, who I'm here to cover, I think the hometown guys are always going to be a fun story to follow.
Now, I'm not telling you how to do your job, Noah, because you are a tremendous writer, you're a tremendous reporter. But were I covering the All-Star festivities, I would do one of them little pieces where I go and talk to all the hitters on the AL team about Paul Skeens and then have them all say nice things and then millions of people click it because, hey, big league All-Stars are talking about my big league All-Star.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I will. I feel like we did that story last year. I still think it would do well.
People don't remember what they read yesterday, Noah. No one's going to remember last year. And plus, it was Destin. That guy's crap. They had to ship him out to the West Coast.
Hey, no. No Andrew Destin slander here, fella. But, no, I think I might do something along those lines, actually, for O'Neill. Because I just think that the baseball community understands that what O'Neill does to baseballs is so rare. As guys who also hit baseballs professionally, I feel like they might have a different level of admiration for someone who hits them as hard and as fast as O'Neill Cruz does. So I think that that might be one of my stories I work on today.
Well, Noah, I feel like this is a bucket list kind of deal for you, being able to cover all this stuff. So we wanted to have you on today because you're in the middle of everything, but enjoy your time and pinch yourself a little bit. It's pretty cool.
I absolutely will. I mean, you're right. This is really cool, and I appreciate you guys having me on to talk about it.
All right, Noah, take it easy. You must look like hell you didn't want to do the video.
No, my girlfriend's sleeping in the hotel room, so I didn't want to wake her up talking to you guys.
That's pretty fun. Nice.
Good.
So what, you're in just some stairwell somewhere or like by the ice machine?
I'm in the lobby.
All right. Thank you, Noah.
Thanks, Noah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.